This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. A proposal to redevelop the gateway to Oak Cliff's Bishop Arts District has sparked a debate about how to balance development with a neighborhood's personality. Kevin Sloan is a landscape architect who teaches at the University of Texas at Arlington. Kevin Sloan, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you, Rick. Delighted to be here.
The developer, Alamo Manhattan, will be presenting a new version of its plan next week. The original got such a reaction.
Well, and I think it's understandable because in the 20 or so years that Oak Cliff has done this amazing kind of inventive, courageous, kind of granular reuse.
Which essentially has been take one building, spruce it up, then move to the next building, do the same thing.
Right.
But that's changing.
Well, yeah, and I think that's what is very, very important to understand. Over time, that gets precious, and it gets interesting. And so now, you know, you see more and more activity, more and more kind of attraction. And then along comes the new zoning ordinance, which opens up the potential for none of that to happen really anymore.
What does this ordinance do?
It allows a property, a new property, to essentially build beyond the previous height restriction of most of the parts and places in Oak Cliff, which is about
which is
one or two stories.
One or two stories, right.
So if you can imagine any building in the Bishop Arts Street, it's a little box, but actually sits on a bigger piece of property.
Right.
Imagine if you could take the entire property, not only the building on the street, but the parking lot next to it, group that all together, and then extrude that entire shape up to 5 and 8 stories. That's what is now allowed by the new ordinance. The zoning ordinance allows the property values to spike to a point that saving buildings, getting inventive, getting creative, no longer is even possible.
So how do you solve this?
I think you solve it by removing the thing that's actually created the problem, which is the zoning ordinance. I think that if you just observe how Oak Cliff became what it is over the course of the last 20 years, in some ways it was doing just fine. It didn't need to be rezoned.
But the ethos of the way this city developed, and really of the way all of North Texas developed, was put this out there, charge ahead. There hasn't been much charge ahead, but oh, we went too far. Let's pull back and adjust.
Right. But the kind of high velocity development that comes from a sort of land rush that has been unleashed and opened up by this new zoning ordinance isn't the kind of thing that produced the charm and the value and the attraction that's unleashing the land rush. And so eventually the land rush or its results poses the threat that it could erase the very value of the place that started the whole thing in the beginning.
Let's step back just a little bit. What does this debate about Bishop Arts and this new urbanism mean for Dallas and for North Texas as a whole?
I think DFW, the entire metropolitan area, is largely seen by the world as a kind of generic city. However, Dallas urgently wants to compete with other world cities. And so that's why we see the magnificent buildings in the Arts District. If Dallas is going to compete more on a world stage with other North American and global cities, it needs to not turn Bishop Arts into a place that looks like everywhere else. We need to turn everywhere else into their version of a Bishop Arts.
Kevin Sloan, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Rick. Delighted.